it took was a month, and watching you discover the joy of submission. The irony isn't lost on me. The person who used to brag about being able to have anyone they wanted. Before you, that was true. That changed the moment you volunteered to demonstrate a corset binding. Touching you, watching your body respond as I laced you in. The trust you gave me, silently. You made me forget the rest of the room until someone asked a question and broke the spell. It shook me, and I admit, I pulled back. Seeing my marks on your skin, wanting to trace them, soothe them, keep them. I panicked and doubled down. I brought someone home, made sure you saw. I fucked them, trying to erase the memory of your body under my hands. I'm ashamed to admit it, but the only way I came that night was by closing my eyes and remembering how yours went wide when I tightened the rope. How I contorted you, displayed you, because in that moment, you were mine, and I didn't have to call it anything. You ruined me with longing, with jealousy, with every curious question you asked. Like a kitten pawing at boundaries wanting to play. When you asked to practice on me, I wanted to fall on my knees and beg. But of course, the moment passed, the world got in the way. So I tried to distance myself. I paired you with someone else. I thought I could handle it, just watch from afar. But the first time I saw you bound by someone else's rope, I went home and drank until I blacked out. Then I did something stupid. I ordered a harness, custom made, my name engraved into the leather, measured to fit your body exactly. So the next time I bind you, you'll wear me. Every inch of you marked with my name. So there's no mistaking it. You're mine. And I can't wait to see it, to touch you again properly. To worship you the way I've dreamed about since the last time your body was in my hands. This time, I want you to feel it when I call you mine. And I want to hear you beg, not for mercy, but for more.